Meditate with me. To whom do thoughts report? To whom does the mind report to? To whom do the senses report to? People often use the sort of language that I can't stand my mind. My mind is too active. Or I don't like my body. I don't want my body. In these two examples, you're already indicating that you subconsciously know that you are not your body. Otherwise, who would it be that couldn't stand it? There must be two there. If your mind is too active, to whom does it report? Who thinks that? Who makes that judgment call? There must be two there. If you're having a crisis and you don't like it, you don't like your current state or mode of being, then there must be two there. Who then are you? Which one are you? You're clearly not the mind. For who would thoughts be talking to, if not you? You're clearly not the body. Otherwise, when the body feels sensation, who would it be notifying other than you? So if you are this more subtle essence in which these things play about and report to, why not just go all the way and discover exactly who and what you are? I'm not sure why this isn't a more common practice. I'm not sure why self-realization and enlightenment are considered fringe self-help topics. This is common to everyone's experience, and yet so few people investigate, who am I? Who am I really? Who do all these thoughts and imagination, body sensations report to? What is that? And when the mind goes, such as in deep, dreamless sleep, where do you go? When the mind has nothing to report to, where do you go? Where are you? I could give you a bunch of answers here. It's far more impactful if you ask these things of yourself and then intuit an answer. Or the closest you can approximate an answer. I can keep telling you that you're just pure awareness, that you're just pure consciousness, that you're just pure being. But these words are crude and don't point to the energy of that. They don't encompass the energy of that space. When I say these words, I don't know if you're really feeling into them. Because if you are, you would realize the self right now. I can tell you, the self is timeless, dimensionless, changeless, but these words mean nothing to you. They don't imbibe the true energy of what this is. You have to sense into these words, the space in which these words point to. And if you did, you would realize the self. I could tell you that enlightenment is abiding in this mindless knowledge that all of this is the luminous self. But these words mean nothing. They do not convey the energy of this. You need to sense into what I'm saying in your direct experience. This luminous self is already what you are. But these are just words. And words won't do it. You are a luminous being. You are the light of existence. But these are just words. They do not convey the energy of abiding is that. You need to sense into these words and realize the self in your direct experience. The bliss of pure being is on offer here. But if you seek the qualities, then you'll remain a seeker and never a finder. I'll let you in on a little secret. there's never a finder of enlightenment. For as soon as one grasps this, the one that grasps it meets its end. There's no such thing as individuality in the enlightened state. There are no concepts here. There's just raw aliveness. But these words mean nothing. You need to sense into these words and imbibe them. The process of this can be likened to an ice cube melting in a glass of water. You are already this. The ice is already water. This is a melting into what already is. But these are just words. You need to sense into them. Sense into what they point to. And in that, freedom will be had. The bliss of pure being will be had. But there will be no one to have them. And yet they're here.